Hello and welcome to another episode of Lessons in Product Management. I'm your host, John Fontenot, and today I'm excited to take on a topic that I hear about all too often, and it's whether or not aspiring product managers need an MBA to get the job. And I will tell you empirically, without a doubt, the answer is no. And I'll give you one stronger. If an employer requires you to have an MBA to get a product manager job, I don't think they fully understand product very well, or they're a little stuck up. Okay. I know that's a hot take, and there's probably some employers listening to this who get upset, but that's okay. Maybe we should be a little more honest and blunt and not so sensitive about certain topics. So that's the route I'm going to go down today, is explaining why we don't need an MBA, why an MBA is helpful as a counterpoint, and if you're interested in the information or getting one, what you can do about it. So with that said, let's dive in. An MBA is not the end-all be-all to career growth. It's not the end-all be-all behind whether or not you get a product management job. It's an extreme risk. So if you want to be a product manager and you're listening to this and you're not one yet, here's some helpful advice. Being a product manager means de-risking product launches. That's a big part of our job, right? It's not the only thing, but a big part of it is, right? And I view my career as a product, right? And I would not put my family or myself in financial jeopardy by going six figures into debt to get something that I have no idea if it's going to pay me back a return on that investment. And that's the risk these days, is that an MBA is not necessary. And so you might be taking on unnecessary risk to acquire something that's really expensive and doesn't guarantee a return. Okay, I have invested a lot less money in continuing education and seen incredible returns on it because I put the information into practice right away. So as a side note, the most beneficial thing I found to career development is identifying where your gaps are based on what you need to know today to take action today or in the near future, filling those gaps with information and then acting upon that information that you just acquired. It does two things, right? It helps you overcome the challenges in front of you today, and it cements your learning, right? Acquiring knowledge for knowledge's sake does two things. One, it could be expensive. And then two, if you don't have a platform to put into practice right away, you might lose a lot of that information. A lot of that information that you could have retained by putting it in practice right away gets lost. So how does this apply to an MBA? Well, a lot of students are told by advisors who get paid by tuition and tax dollars, conflict of interest, get paid to tell you, hey, after you finish your four-year degree, you should go right into MBA school. And that might be a great path for some people. I have found it and have talked to people who have taken this route, it to be very beneficial to get some actual career experience and then go back for your master's degree if that's something you choose to do, because then the topics become a lot more relatable and tangible. And if you're going to work and getting your MBA at the same time, you can put what you learn into practice right away, depending on the situation that you're in. But that's a little anecdotal advice. I want to get into some more practical advice here. And so that's what we're going to pivot to. So with the MBA not being a necessary thing to get a product manager job, but knowing that the curriculum and what you learn in an MBA is valuable, how should we look at this? Well, I don't think there's a black and white way to look at this. If you want the credential, if an MBA is something that you want to achieve because you have a goal to do it, then do it. And if you feel like the prestige of a big brand university is something that you want associated to your personal brand, I'm not going to stop you. You have your own life to live. But if you think it's the information or having the letters MBA next to your name, regardless of university, is going to be the thing that gets you over the top, I can tell you it probably won't be. It might be one of many variables, but it won't be the sole variable that gets you to where you want to be. So with that said, there are ways that you can get MBA level information for free. And there are ways you can get cost-effective master's degrees. that are fully accredited, just like the big brand universities are, right? So in an episode on the Path to Product YouTube channel, I go in depth of showing how you can hack the MBA, right? Where you can go for free resources, how you can compare premium universities' MBA curriculum to the readily available online free information that is just as good. And I can validate this because I have an MBA. And the information that I learned in my MBA, there's not a whole lot of difference in some of these free resources like Coursera and some of these other platforms that are also university led. And there's a lot of options now on these online learning platforms that, again, I feel like I had an MBA level education before I got mine. I wanted the degree. I have some aspirations to teach at the college level someday. So the PhD is something that I'm going to pursue at some point. And it's just a natural progression, in my opinion, to get there. But part of me going after my MBA was I was in the same boat. If you're listening and debating whether or not you should get an MBA to help you get into product, I was in that same boat and that same mindset. And I wanted to de-risk it. So I found the most economical, cost-effective, and flexible way to do it. And I did it. And it was one variable of five or six after talking to the director of product who first hired me that factored into it. But again, it was only one variable of six different variables of why he took a chance on me. So with that said, it's not the end all be all. But if you go over to the Path to Product YouTube channel, I will link the exact episode in the show notes. So if you go to your podcast app, go to the show notes, you can click directly on the link, subscribe to the YouTube channel. And it's an 11-minute video breaking down exactly how to take the Stanford MBA curriculum, right? One of the top universities in the United States, especially for tech, the Stanford MBA curriculum, and how to get that same level of information absolutely free. Okay. And then secondarily, I show a few different examples of some cost-effective MBAs that are fully accredited, online, flexible, payment options, all the above. So if you want to get that credential in a low-risk way, especially if you have an employer that can help with the financing of things, or you want to break it up to where you can afford it over time, they give you that option. So either way you want to go. If you want the credential, I give some advice and some guidance on how to get there. If you want to hack the MBA like I did before getting it, I show you how to do that systematically as well in a nice visual way. So go over to YouTube channel, subscribe, and I hope this was helpful. And I hope if there's any internal debate or struggle of whether or not you need to make that six-figure investment to try to get to the six-figure job that you want, feel confident that you don't. There's a lot of other ways to do it. There's cheaper and easier ways to actually get tangible experience that'll resonate more than an MBA. And that's why I'm building Path to Product, where we can help aspiring PMs get tangible PM experience and document that in a portfolio to show that tangible experience, and then connect you through a marketplace to employers looking to hire junior PM talent. So that's the end all be all for me, is to make that Path to Product more seamless, which is what this brand is all about. The podcast is brought to you by Path to Product. The YouTube channel is that, and eventually a marketplace will come. So I hope this was helpful in demystifying whether or not you need it. I can tell you, you don't, but I can also tell you the information is very valuable, especially as MBAs will look across a multitude of types of learning, right? You have finance, data, statistics, marketing, et cetera. And those are departments and skills and background knowledge that you'll need, whether you develop it on the job or you start getting that context and those competencies beforehand. But again, you don't need an MBA to do that. You can go find that information elsewhere. So with that, I will let you go for this week, and I will see you next week on Lessons in Product Management.